No, most time you go and bring a jag.
Yeah.
A jag.
What did you get your horseshoes in?
Well, we always just got them from the blacksmith. Blacksmith carried them. We got them shoes. We just take them to blacksmith shop. He had the shoes there.
How'd he get them? Do you know?
No, I don't.
How about nails? What did they come in?
Kegs. Nails came in kegs just like they do now.
They come in the pasteboard boxes now, too.
Yeah, I see how they do.
It doesn't seem right. If you went to the store with a jug for some vinegar or something, well, what would you put in the top of the jug?
Oh, cork and potatoes. Most of the time they stick a potato in it. The cool oil can especially.
Yeah, well, what if you went in for bleach or something like that?
Well, I don't know.
If you bought a bottle of commercial bleach, what would you have sealing it?
Oh, well, a cap, they call it.
And if you, when you went in for coal oil, how did you fill your jug?
They had, most of the time, had pumps, and then sometimes they'd have a barrel with a faucet in it.
Did they have a little spigot coming out, or did you put something in the top of your jug?
Funnel. A lot of times they use funnel.
Did you have any musical instruments when you were a kid?
Well, in the house, you mean?
Well, just you personally.
Well, the only thing I ever had was French harp, and a juice harp.
French harp's one of those things that you suck and blow on.
Yeah.
I think about every other boy has one of those. Learns to play Old Black Joe.
Mm-hmm.
I heard a radio announcer get mixed up. Talk about old Jack Blow. I mean, this is a standing joke with my set.
Mm-hmm.
On your wagon, what did you call the thing that stuck out in front where you had a horse?
Tongue?
How about a buggy where you had one horse?
Cave.
And then on the wheel, the steel outside part was called what?
Hub.
And this would be the part that would be next to the ground?
Tire.
Uh-huh.
Wagon tire.
And then inside that, the wooden part?
Spokes, wooden spokes.
Well, what did the spokes fit into?
Hub.
Well, on the other end.
Oh, oops, door top, you didn't make. What did they call that? I can't remember what they did call that. Part that those ends of spokes.
Fellers or fellows or felly?
Fellers.
And, excuse me, did you want to run out there? Let me see. When your wagon wheel squeaked, what did you do to it?
Put axle grease in.
How'd you do this?
I took I always had the wagon pin through the double tree, had a wrench on the end of it that you took the nut off of the wagon wheel and slipped the wheel out just a little and take a stick and smear your hard oil on the axle grease on your axle in there.
Did this come in a special, was this axle grease special stuff?
Special axle grease, uh-huh.
And sticky as all get out?
Wagon, yeah. Uh-huh. Most time black.
You mentioned the double tree. What was between the double tree and the